levashel b'chol all basar. You're not allowed to cook all types of basar. The word of the kol basar is mashma. There are many different types of basar. What's the mishkan to bavarn? Levashel gedi b'chalevimay. What is the gedi? A gedi is a goat, right? Is that not a goat? A gedi is a small baby goat. Yeah. So what about
chadgadia?
Chadgadia doesn't have an avah, but says chadgadia. So what about a sheep? What about a chayah? What about a tzvi? A tzvi, a yol, a chamor. What about other types of meat?
I believe so.
So why then? What about a bird? What
no,
about fish?
That's already there. Rabbanah.
What about fish? Why?
Forget about fish.
So what's the type?
A bird
of
is already. Chicken's already. It's not there.
Why not? That's the type.
That's why I remember in my bus of a chol of years when I started learning.
And even Yerushalayim says even Malama holds to Rabbanah chayah.
Oh, so that's where you have to go learn. Right now it's different. The mission is to call a boss. Call a boss. Come to me, Marbe. Lav dafka gedi.
Right here, boy. Oh yeah, sorry.
So we're going to read the Rashi. Lav dafka gedi. Even the Torah says the prohibition of savashel gedi b'chalivim. Lav dafka gedi.
Why? But why did the Torah chapon gedi?
Oh, good kasha. I don't know the answer. When it says gedi. But it says gedi. It's not coming to limit it to gedi. It's coming to have all types of basar. Call a basar so love lashul chalav chutzmi b'sar dog.
Are you like the Rashi then?
No, Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah. Let's do the Rashi. Call a basar lashul chalav chutzmi b'sar dogim b'chagavim. But you're allowed. But you're allowed to cook basar dogim b'chagavim. That is not part of the prohibition.
Basar dogim because the flesh.
You're allowed. It is the fairish.
Is the flesh from fish?
Yes. Even though you tell me the chassidim they don't eat them together. You'll tell me there's a minhag Yisrael not to eat meat. We know with fish. Right? You can't eat that. So you have to have a schnapsel l'chaim in between eating the fish and the meat. You have to have a l'chaim in order to because it's sakana. Chamida sakata yosem esura. But that's not this is a decision. Minhag Yisrael.
No, we're talking about. No, I'm talking about cooking. I'm cooking fish and milk together.
Yeah, so it's unheard of today. Today it's unheard of. You
know, I know Chesek Rav is very marked, but by the way, it's a Bas Yosef, and a lot of places want to say it's a typo or he made a mistake.
That's Cholof. That's with there are two different inyanim.
No, we're talking about Cholof and fish.
You're talking about us. So that's not what we're discussing. The typo is Cholof and fish. That's not what
correct.
We're discussing. We're discussing Basar.
Yes, Kabas also the Basar Cholof. What's the Basar dog and Hagavim? Which is permitted?
Permitted.
With what?
You're right. I made a mistake. I'm going to say cholov, it's explicit. You're allowed to have
cream cheese and lox?
Yes. You're allowed to have cholov
there's still people mark
that. Cholov with the
lox. The brings the from the Knesset HaGdol. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? No, but it's like it's mamish a chroma yisera. No, you can't say nobody said it. You have chasim that do it.
Okay. Levashel b'cholav chutzmi b'sar dogim chagavim, but the stuff of dogim the b'sar dogim chagavim that you are allowed to cook the milk. You're allowed to cook milk with.
It's interesting. That means even oif also is a deraisa.
No, so the mission does not say from the mission it's mashma. That's the most first kash that it's going to be aser.
Yeah, even
since
the
only exception is the meat of dogim v'chagav. That is permitted.
Grasshoppers.
We'll see. The aser lahanu halachvas alos the magvin alashulchanu halacha that you're not allowed to put on the same table. You're not allowed to eat at the same table meat together with cheese meat.
You're not allowed to leave it on the table. Yeah.
You're not allowed to eat leave it on the table.
But I think with a mechitza, there's a heter loophole.
Correct.
That's what I've been told.
You make some type of even placemats. If you make some type of hefsek, some type of simen, the miskan in butter, chutz, but you're allowed to put on the table milk with meat of fish and grasshoppers, okay?
Yep.
So the halakha over here tells us basically what is included in the prohibition of basar b'chalav.
Yeah.
Certainly all different types of meat, and the Mishnah did not exclude bird meat. It's mashma that a bird is at least going to be also at least doesn't say that doesn't make an exception.
Right.
It only makes an exception for basar dogim v'chagavim.
Yeah.
The question is the basar dogim. Does dog have a shame b'sar? Maybe it doesn't have a shame b'sar.
No. I hear what you're saying, but the pashas says that the meat, madach, the meat of a fish, is called basar. Certainly,
like, don't
the
they
meat
have
of a
thing called fish steak?
Yes, yes. Madach, the meat.
It looks like a steak.
The meat of the fish is called basar. Certainly, the meat of a bird is called meat. Now, part two. The Mishnah says, "We'll do the Rashi one more." Hanoi ben Amir Vasa, Mudul b'Vasar. The breast makes them. Now we're going to Masechta Nedarim. The Mishnah here is temporarily leaving Masechta Chulin, and we're going to Masechta Nedarim, and we're discussing laws of vows. Nothing to do with our sugya. Hanoidim.
So the should have been somewhere else.
Correct, no? Correct. But the derech of Mishnah is really because he brings it together. Hanoidim in a person is different from basa. Mutar b'pesach dogim v'chum person is different from basa.
That's not included.
So you're allowed to eat the meat of dogim v'chagavim. That's not nichlam. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi very quickly. Kol basa the bavil lavash lecholov. Davagav the amar rechman the gedi. What is just going to be bavarn? He's coming to say, what's it called, Habasa? Because since the turtle is Sevashal Gidi Bachale Vimoy, I would come to him that only the Basar Gidi, a goat, Kamash Mulan, call Habasa. Gidi who had the little Chayv Yoif, Umif like Pligibol Kamon, this is a Machalek, Ikulamandam, the Rice, Ikulamandam, the Rabban, half Leva Fella.
When it comes to a Chayloy.
Even when it comes to Chayloy, it's a Machalek, it's the Rice, so it's the Rabban, but certainly it's going to be Asur.
Yeah.
Fight. Next.
See, the Oslo, our discussion of it did not touch on Chay, only touch on Oif. Your question a little bit.
Right, but over here we're discussing even Chay of Oif. He says over here, Beferish, even when it comes to Chay, who didn't Chay of Oif? I'm sorry. When it says Lekaman of Oif, the Machlokes later on is regarding birds.
Right.
But everyone agrees when it comes to Chay Oif. And it comes to and other types of meat that are not Gidi, it's a Deraitza. Okay, everyone agrees. The only Machlokes later on is regard to a bird. Vaita. Mm-hmm. Then it comes to the also the halacha number two. You're not allowed to put on the same table meat with cheese. The also lehaloi still maase lemechlin duki adade. You might come to eat them together. Now, Rashi is very precise. The kandagi boli mehadade because they absorb from one another.
Are they hot?
What?
Yeah.
Are they hot?
They're not hot.
Are they hot? Lav dafka. Gavina is porous. Gavina has holes. It's porous. Cheddar cheese. The nature of cheese.
Well,
is porous.
That's good.
I mean. Midaraisa, can I eat like a piece of cold cheese and a cold hamburger
yes.
and together?
Yes.
I could.
But midrabban you can't. And therefore as an extension of the midrabban, you now only put them on the same table. You're saying very good. It's like gzer l'gzer. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha on the base. Okay, look at the last line. Look at the last line of the page. That's Taka Vesugya, okay? We're getting to that momentarily, but let's just first go to the basics. You're saying the Mishnah, there's a gzera that you now let it put on the same table, gavina, and basa, because they absorb, each one of them is porous.
So that means Rashi's adding two things here. You might come to eat together, but why does Rashi say it's going to come and touch and absorb?
Nage, because they may touch. They may touch. It's a much greater prohibition that you eat them together than you eat them one after the other. One after the other is only a chumrah.
Right.
Eating together is also only a chumrah, but still, it's a much greater prohibition midrabanan and to eat them together. Dilma and Nagi, why? Because they might touch. Because Nagi, they touch.
So the problem is not you're going to eat one after. That's not so much the problem.
Together. That's what it says.
And what happened, again, how is Hashanah absorption?
If they touch each other, when it's cold, meat is soft.
Nee.
So the meat's going to absorb from the cheese.
What's the follow through?
Well, how does it absorb from the cheese?
If you just touch a little bit of the cheese, will rub off on the basar, on the meat.
But it doesn't absorb, it might go on top.
It gets
external.
Sponge.
Who says it's going to go inside?
Soft meat.
The mashu, it's also the mashu.
Yes. Call anything that is also mashu. If two things are soft, they touch one another, they don't take from one another like a sponge.
If you don't mind me asking, what's the follow through Rashi? What does that have to do with it? The problem is ki adodi,
the point. It was why can't I put on the same table?
Because you'll eat them hatod together.
That is a chumrah when you're going up against something that's smooth. Chazal did not come and try to make your life difficult. If I want to first have a glass of milk and then eat a piece of meat, is that permitted?
Yes.
Even midrabanan?
Yeah.
100%. If it is permitted, what gives...
This half hour is really a zoya kodesh. Okay, next.
So if I'm allowed to take a drink of milk and then eat a piece of meat, so what gives Chazal the right to go and say, don't put the two on the table together? You're not allowed a time of... By the way, only on the table together means when you're eating it. A time of a suda. You're allowed to put them on the table together in storage.
Right.
Pomegranate always ships.
And everybody has refrigerators.
All of the stores that ship your food from the supermarket, if they deliver, you pay the money to deliver, they put them in the same box.
They give an extra wrapping.
Yeah, but it's wrapping.
Sometimes, but it's still so even when you go bring it, you put it in the same refrigerator, how can you go put it in the same refrigerator on the table? Put in the refrigerator a bottle of milk and a piece of meat. Why not? It says in the Mishnah, it's also
Vilma also Nechlinhu, He had dodi.
You can't think again. Why?
Because nogu or bolim had dodi.
Because they absorb one another.
What does that Rashi have to add
of it? Because also, I'm telling you the answer.
So very nice.
The chiddush is what gave Chazal the right to do this. Chazal do not have a right just to come along and make prohibitions for no reason. There has to be
right here.
But this prohibition, you go overboard. Why are they going overboard? Because there's nothing wrong with putting on the table when I'm eating a meal, both milk and meat. Why is there nothing wrong? Because lichatchila, I'm allowed to drink a glass of milk and then eat a piece of meat.
Why we're not afraid you might eat the meat and then drink the milk?
We trust you. We trust a human being. You have to trust the person a little bit. A little bit. You got to give him some trust, right? No? You got to trust the person. You have a child. He's 20 years old. You let him cross the street without holding his hand. You got to trust someone.
When it comes to food,
you got to trust. If you're permitted to drink a glass of milk and then eat a piece of meat during a meal, so therefore, what right did the Chazal have to say? No, you're not allowed to put on the table milk and meat because they two might touch one another, they'll get mixed together, and then you will eat the milk or the meat, you'll be eating both of them together. Wait a minute. Chazal.
By the way, he doesn't say milk, he says cheese.
Okay.
So probably.
Cheese is more porous, so by extension,
cheese is less of a problem. If it spills, but if milk spills, you have more of a problem.
Whatever it is. I don't know what he was saying. But the long comes Rash. Rash is coming to air that point. That even though really what Chazal are doing appears to be really going overboard, they're going so far and they're not letting you to put on the table these two things together because maybe the two things will touch one another and one will absorb from the other.
You tell me, even if it's like if someone has a big
that's
table
right.
of one corner and it puts it
that's over. Right. It's called the slippery slope syndrome. Today, there are two sides of the table, and tomorrow, they'll be a little bit closer, and the next a little bit closer, and the next a little bit closer. Before you turn around, you're meeting it together. So Chazal, there's a big yisod in the Takaras Chazal. Chazal are not looking at something now and here. Chazal, when they make Takanas, they're looking at Ezeu Chacham, Horoya Es Hanoilad. This is a consistent yisod in the words of Chazal. They're not coming to Paskin today. They're coming to Paskin, what is going to be the natural outgrowth of this event. Okay, that's the Yisrael Chazal. So therefore, over here, you'll say, what right does Chazal have right to do this? They do something that is extreme. That's Rash come to Bavon. Even though indeed this is an extreme Chumrah, an extreme Takana, they're not letting you put on the table Basar B'chalev, even though L'chatchila you're allowed to drink a glass of milk and then piece of Basar. Still no, it's also. Vaita. Hanoi de Rashi. Hanoi de. This is the Yisrael. Are you said of a sachdan the dharm halech achar l'shoin b'nei adam? When it comes to making a vow, we follow the common vernacular. What do people mean? What is their meaning? How do people use words? The way people use words is not the same way the Torah uses a word. The way the Torah uses a word is not the way the Nevi'im use words. And the way the Nevi'im used was not the way it's written in Ksuvim. L'shon Torah L'chud, L'shon Nevi'im L'chud, and L'shon Adam L'chud. Everyone has their unique expression. When it comes to being a vow all depends on the common vernacular, the way it is understood by the common man. Mela, Rashi says, Halim ben Abasa, Kol Nodim ben Daitoi, El Achel L'shon Ne Adam, Shehu Kora Shem Adav Akach. The ash me in and mas nisan the called min basar adam kar basar chutz me besar dagim mechagam telling you site what is called basar. Everything is called basar. Even fish is called basar. The only thing that's not called
basar.
That's
not what he meant. The noid ben abasa.
It doesn't matter. It is what he meant. It's exactly what he did mean.
No, he says it's mutter.
The ash me in mas nisan the called min basar adam kar chutz me besar dagim mechagavim. Only dog in the chagav is not, but oif. What did I say? I said fish. I'm sorry. I'm making mistakes. Oif is included in the man's definition of the word basa.
People call it's called flesh of the fish. Flesh.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's called meat. Okay, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Not in this case. In this case, since a person does not refer to fish as basar mimela. If you make a vow, I'm not going to eat basa, you're allowed to eat chagdogin.
You just used the lashon, but not basa.
Okay, now let's go fast.
So that's what it means. Yeah.
Now, the Gemara is now starting the Mishnah all over again. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to mevashel basar b'cholon.
Yeah.
And what does that include? The only thing that it's forbidden, there's only one exception, besar dogim and chagdogin. You're allowed to cook together milk with fish. Milk with grasshoppers. Pa'oif, it is mashma aser. It's aser midaraisa. It's mashma aser midaraisa. Kiman, like who says this? The more deloika of the Akiva.
It's interesting. This is Kiman. Deloika, what's it? Kiman? Who is going?
Yeah.
Deloika of the Akiva. Like
Kiman, like
Gans kol hakol teru, except for who's
it's interesting how the Gemara says that. Yeah. Or you should say Kaman, according to who says, yeah.
The Chachamim.
This
is the Derech, I'm sorry.
It's not that way the Gemara.
This is the Shprach of the Gemara.
Yeah, but I'm sure the Mepharshim explained this, why it's in such a way.
This is the Shprach, this is the normal Shprach. Kaman, Dlaka Bekiva, Dira Bekiva, Hama, Chayav Yoyf, Eina Minat Torah, he disagrees. Chay also, he says, see?
Yeah.
Not just Gidi, when it says Gidi, it means Gideon.
So why did the
not Chai V'Oif.
Gemara start off with that? Chai V'Oif. Also, Gemara should start off with that.
So Chai, according to him,
Gemara should start off.
It is starting off.
Chai V'Oif.
I'm sorry. You know, you're picking up. This is not what you want to didactic find. This is not. This is a Shprach of the Gemara.
Okay.
Gemara is written B'She'elu Shuvah. It's written in a way which you go through the minds, the way the mind thinks. It's a Shprach of the Gemara. That's how it is. Ha'if Asa B'Drayis a command. Look at B'Kivdi. Rekiv Amo Chai V'Avei Asa Inam Torah. So therefore, the Mishnah clearly holds that does not make any exception that Besar Chaya, Besar Oif, is Osur Minatoira. And when it says Gidi, Lav Dafka Gidi, Gidi includes all types of
Besar. Unlike Rabbi Akiva, whereas Rabbi
Akiva unlike Rabbi Akiva holds the only Besar Besar Behema.
A Behema, Lav Dafka Gidi,
Behema. But not Chaya, not Dogim.
Not Oif.
Not Oif and not Dogim.
Not
oif and not chaya and not dog mechagam. Everyone agrees that not oif and not chaya.
Dog mechagam. That's it.
Aim was safe. What about the safe? How you need the nabasa? Make it better than the nabasa. Mutar besar dog mechagavim, but it's mashma. Oif also. It's mashma. If you make a neder, you're gonna be oif also. You're not allowed to eat oif.
Yeah.
Why not? Asan Rabbi Akiva diyamar kol mil dimimlach alei shliach. Bar minahu. Now here's the shaila. Like we said, everyone agrees that when it comes to nidorim, halech achar l'shoin b'nei adam. You follow the way people talk, the way we follow the common usage of the word. Now here's the problem. That itself is very vague. L'may nafgamina. The Gemara gives an example. Let's refer them. We'll come back. You come to ask. In other words, your wife sends you to go buy a product in the supermarket. You go to the supermarket, and they don't have exactly what your wife asks you to get, but they have something very, very close to it. Will you go call up your wife to ask her?
Yes.
Is this also okay?
Because I know I would do that with my mother, Zangazim.
Oh, so will you call up? So you have to take that. Obviously, everyone is different. Obviously, everyone is different. That's right. You cannot generalize.
Yeah.
But there is a certain. There is a roiv. You have to take a poll.
Yeah.
You stand outside ShopRite and you ask every single person who comes out of ShopRite and take a poll. You have to take a poll. What is the roiv? And you will discover there are always exceptions. But you got to follow the roiv. If this item is close enough that you would not call your wife to ask her if this is okay, then we assume the principle. It's also included in the term. A person says, get me basar. And you go to the store. Guess what? There's no basar. Will you go and purchase fish? Will that satisfy the customer? Fish.
Nee.
If someone says, I want you to go to the store, buy me basa. I want you to buy me some meat, some flesh.
Nee.
You go to ShopRite and there's no meat. It's all sold out. But there's fish.
Absolutely not.
Well, today's society has changed. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Tanya.
Wow.
Let's see now. Hanoider min hayorok. To make a vow from
the vegetables. Could you just touch up for the... Call me the mamach
alei shliach. Call me dimimlach alei shliach.
That's the answer to the
kasha. Dimimlach means to ask. Dimimlach means you will make a telephone call. I made a mistake. I didn't say it correctly. If you have to call up, that's already good enough. In other words, if this thing, let me give you an example. Your mother asks you to go buy some meat.
Nee.
And you go, because there's no meat. But there's ice cream. So will you call up your mother to say, can I buy ice cream? So the answer is no way. Because ice cream is ice cream. but if,
the mere fact if you ask, listen, that means
no meat, but it's fish.
You're assuming.
So therefore, if you're willing to go through the effort to go at least call, maybe fish will be a substitute. Mm-hmm. That is a gilui. Mm-hmm. That basar, there's a pesach. There's an opening in the word basar that maybe also.
What is barminei? Who?
It's a part. It's one of its own kind. We start off, they were knocking like a big right. The beginning is going knock. And in the Sefer, the only way the Sefer makes it is Halech Achal L'Shoin B'nei Adam. That principle was authored.
How does that answer that?
So therefore, the Mishnah is a stira B'nei Obey. In the beginning, it's like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Akiva. At the end of the Mishnah, it's like Rabbi Akiva. So how could one Mishnah begin with the Shitas, not like Rabbi Akiva, the like Rabbi Akiva, and conclude like Rabbi Akiva? Because it says that bird is also. Why is bird also? Is a bird something you would have to ask? Why is the bird also? You made a vow, I'm not going to eat meat. Why should I be prohibited to eat fish? I'm sorry, bird. Why should I be prohibited to eat a bird? If I made a vow, I will not eat meat.
Yeah.
I will not eat meat. Why is it prohibited for me to why is it prohibited for me to eat bird? You know what the answer is? Because bird is bird basa. Is called basa. It's called basa. No, it's not. It's not called basa. It's called basa to the degree that if your mother says to you, "Mishal Zeb, buy me some good flank and some good meat," and you go to this one, there's no meat left. There's chicken, poultry. Will you call her up and say, "Ma, listen, there's no meat, but there's poultry, this bird"? Will you call her up?
No.
You're not going to call her up?
Because I know for sure she doesn't want it. She says,
"Okay, so you're the exception. You're the exception. What
she's
about
a
your
literalist.
Wife?
But you need dinner. But she's got nothing since dinner tonight.
Depends. Okay, it all depends on the context. Depends.
Will you? Will, so therefore, we have to take an average. We go study society, and if in society the majority of people in this situation where they're told by their wives to purchase basar. And they come to
Shoprite.
Life insurance policies.
And there's no basar. There's no basar. Only if will they make a phone call?
Or whatever, something.
So the Gemara is telling us. So Rabbi Akiva is telling us that he made a calculation. He went to the supermarket. He asked everyone in the supermarket. He made a scientific calculation, and the result was yes. The majority of Saudi will call up their wife and say, "Listen, wife, there is no basar, but there is bird meat. Is that okay, dear? Is that okay with you?" So since that is the majority, did your wife hear what I said about you? You thought your wife said what I said about you? Your wife didn't tell you what I said about you? Aye. Four shlem. Everything okay?
She's up there. 90 years old. She's got AIDS.
Aye. All right. Everything should be good. So, but don't forget to ask what I said about you.
You mean she has some caretaker? By the way, how you said it, AIDS, witness, Lan.
The witness.
An aid.
Yeah, you said AIDS.
Api shnei dem yokum dava. Api shnei mo shloish aidem yokum dava. Vait.
That's what it's me.
Vait. So therefore, will a person come and ask this question? The answer is yes. Therefore, that is a revelation.
Aye.
A revelation that what? That besar, the meat of a bird, is called what? The Bessar Oif, there it's a revelation.
According to Rabbi Akiva, that's not called.
It's a revelation that it is. That's the one who said it. Rabbi Akiva
no.
is.
Rabbi,
Rabbi Akiva is Mechadesh. If you have to ask that question, it means it's also called Bessar.
So again, Komila Mamluch alone, could you just.
Any matter.
Yeah.
The Mimlach Ale, you ask a question.
Nay.
You were told to get X, and they do not have X in
the what do you mean, Shliach? The Shliach that.
The Mamluch Ale, two go together, those words go together. The Mimlach Ale Shliach. If the agent will ask the Mishaleach.
Barbinei?
Kama, is it okay? And if the answer is just the fact that you have to ask the question is a revelation that bar minehu item B is a partner is a chelek is part of
okay.
item number one. The Tanya, where do we see this halacha? This example, when a person makes a vow, I'm not going to yog, I'm not going to vegetables. Motor b'diluhin. So it says that Tanakamu disagrees. You can eat melons. I'm not eating vegetables. A melon is not called, at least in the Gemara's terminology. It's not, at least Lashon Adam. Belashain b'nei adam.
You sure diluin means a melon?
Diluin means a melon, yes.
It's not a, not a pumpkin, maybe?
It's not a vegetable.
Whatever it is. It's a pumpkin,
it's
a is a melon.
Yorick is a vegetable.
Right, no, no, but so what? In what bracha do you make on a pumpkin?
Wait.
I'm sorry. Bari, what bracha do you make on a vegetable? Cucumber, so dumb. So in the Torah's eye, in the Chazal's eye, is it the same thing? Are they all vegetables? You make a bari pri adam. Yet, in the eyes of man, humanity, mankind, it's not the same.
Yeah.
There's nishta zel bazach.
Yeah.
There's something called a vegetable. There's celery. Yeah, yeah. There's tomatoes. There's potatoes. And then there's something called a melon, a diluin. So therefore, you're permitted to eat melons. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva, I say, why? Armul Rabbi Akiva, Valeimer Adam, Lishluche, Kach, Lanu Yorak.
Bring us. Said to Rabbi Akiva.
They said, bring me Yorak. Behoi, Mrs. Loimot Sasi, Ella Diluin. So according to the Chacham, the fact that the Shaliach has to go back and say, I'm sorry, my master, they don't have it in the store. If you want, I'd get you something else. According to the Chachamim, if you have to ask the question, there's revelation that it's not the same thing. I'm a Mela, you're going to eat smutter if you make a neder from one thing than the other. Omar Lohen, Pumfaker.
Who's Omar Lohen?
Rabbi Kiva. Kein Adover, just the opposite. Klum Oimer Loi Motsasi Ella Kidness. If you go to the store to buy Yorok, I only find beans, Goya beans. Do you go and you make the telephone call and say, master, I only found, you asked me to buy you a cucumber. There's no cucumbers, but there are Goya beans, red beans, brown beans, white beans, they're beans. Would you make that phone call? No, you wouldn't make that phone call. Oh, so beans is not nichlal in Yorok. But if you do not find Yorok, you don't find celery, but you find a melon, you will make the telephone call to ask the question. The fact that you make the telephone call is a revelation. Put back that is part of the min. Of course not. Ella, but you do make the phone call when it comes to the diluin. Ella should diluin bichlal yorak vein kitnis bichlal yorak. God. So we have now concluded that the second part of the Mishnah, which says that if a person makes a vow, I will not have any benefit from bosar. You're automatically forbidden to eat the meat of a bird. The meat of a bird is not called basar. So how can the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to make a neder, you're not allowed to eat?
No, the Mishnah is mashma basar v'dam.
You're not allowed to. Hanoide, the second part of the Mishnah. Hanoide min ha-basar.
It includes chai v'oif.
No.
And look at the top line of the page. Hanoide min ha-basar. You make a vow from basar. The only thing you're allowed to eat is mutar b'besar dogim v'chagovim.
Yes.
But are you allowed to eat besar oif?
No.
No. Why not? Besar oif is not in the Gemara's understanding is not technically called basar. It's not basar.
Why? And from the Reish is mashba like that.
The Reish, because wait. One thing at a time. And it's not in the vocabulary. It's not in the words of a vocabulary. Basar does not include besar oif. It's not the way people talk.
No.
Yet what does the Mishnah say? You're not allowed to eat besar oif.
Okay.
Why not? Because the answer is because we're going like Rabbi Akiva, who is Mechadish, that when it comes to the language, you don't have to be precise. As long as the shaliach
would
make a telephone call, it's already good enough. So therefore, who is the one that is Mechadish, this halacha, this concept, that when it comes to Nidorim, you don't have to be perfect on the mark? Because if you want to be on the mark, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to eat basar, even though you'll tell me it's called basar. But technically speaking, in language, in those people who make the language, which I don't know, whatever that means, oif is not called basar. Basar is what's called a reserved word. It's a reserved word for animals, chayos. The word basar cannot be applied technically to birds. But it could be applied colloquially, the way man speaks common language, to birds. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that is enough.
Awesome.
Enough. So the only one that says this principle, who was Mechadesh, Megaled, that there is such a principle as such, is who? The Halak Rabbi Akiva.
And what's the kasha?
The Reish of the Mishnah, it says that Basar, you're not allowed to cook.
And he says, Dafke Gdi.
What does the Mishnah say? That you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook in milk. Everything cannot be cooked in milk. What does that include?
Correct. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that.
Oh, deloy Rabbi Akiva.
So the kasha is.
So Reisha. Therefore, Reisha. We have a kasha.
Here you said Rananoida and it includes oiv. And here
so therefore, the Reisha is not like Rabbi Akiva and the same as Rabbi Akiva. We have a stira.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says. The Gemara says.
Rabbi Yosef.
Reisha Rabbanon the same as Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Inachnami. It's none of the above. It's Nisht Rabbi. It's Nisht Rabbanon. It's a third opinion. It's Rabbeinu Hakadosh. He's expressing psak halacha. Rabbeinu Hakadosh. He looked at his predecessors. He looked at the machlokes, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Akiva, and they argue. And you know what? I'm going to pick and choose.
No, by the way, we have that.
All the time we have that. All the time.
So what's the big question? So
no question. Rebbe he, v'nasev la'libo de tanoi. The Mishnah is not authored by Rabbi Akiva.
It's what is nasev?
Nasev means he guides it. He directs it. He's like he directs. He grabs. He takes hold of. V'nasev law, and he takes hold of Aliba, according to two different opinions. That is answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Kula Bekivi. Oh, the gods are how could it be? The Mishnah says it's going to be awesome. Oh, I didn't say that it's going to be awesome with the Raisa. Mehen
means I'm chayvoyf.
Even though the Mishnah Taka said that it's us, doesn't mean it's us with the Raisa, it means us with the Rabbanon. Chutz mimisadagim v'chagam she'in loy b'devhev lo b'devhev, that's going to be mutl chathilo. That is no permission whatsoever. So if it's not a kasha. The ganze Mishnah
is Rabbi Akiva.
And even Rabbi Akiva holds that it's going to be us with the Rabbanon. Vaita, we also, now we go to the next two, so over here, they're not going to be at the same table. Married, that was the time. So Rashi told us the time. It's very important, Rashi. We learn Rashi. But you should know there's another mahalach in the Gemara. Rashi said the time was because you may come to eat them together. If you put on the table, basar.
You may touch it.
Rashi. Dilma osi lenechlinu kiadadi. Eat. Achila. How? Because since you're on the same table, they will touch. Maybe today they're not going to touch, but tomorrow they get closer. Like a shidduch. Keep it going out. Another time. No, get used to it. Get used to it, right? Keep it going out. Eventually you'll clinch. So the more that's a Rashi saying, Rashi's already looking into the future. So that's a chiddush, because some other Rishonim disagree with the Hilchos of Rashi and the signal of the time.
Give a different reason.
Yeah. Marisayin. No one should suspect that you're not Nizer on the halachas of Basa B'cholav.
Or maybe they themselves they think it's Mutta Basa B'cholav.
What?
Classic Marasayim is not that someone's going to think that you're not Nizer, they're going to come to do it. That's Marasayim.
There are different dimensions in Marasayim. If you can do it, I can do it. Yeah. That's a different sugya. But it's not because you'll actually come to eat it. It's because of an issue of Marasayim. But that's not what Rashi said. Rashi's mahalach in the sugya is because you may actually come to eat it.
Can I ask you something? According to the Rishon Marasayim, what are they going to think now? That he cooked milk and that he
not that he cooked, that he doesn't care. He doesn't care for the halacha. He just doesn't care about this halacha. He eats the meat and milk together.
Yeah, but that's the Rabbana.
So what? So once you don't do a Rabbana, you don't do the Raisa. They'll start off by accusing him of being Nichshol and Issa Rabbana.
Okay.
And what will that lead to? They'll start accusing him of not being Nizer in the Raisa.
So can I ask you something? No, this is interesting. And that's just wrong. There's a place called Burger King.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how glad the Heksher.
Very Heksher.
Yeah. They have imitation cheese melted on the burger. Yeah. So how do they get around?
I don't know the answer. Are you sure imitation cheese?
That's something told me.
They got a big sign.
Someone told me it's kosher. I don't know how kosher it is, but it's kosher.
Rabbanot.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometimes even more kosher than the Haredi Heksher.
No, there are two Rabbanots. They have a big sign. Rabbanan Yishlam is good, but the other one, I don't know.
Face dish, whatever, I don't know the answer.
It could be the meat is not meat, it could be the cheese is not cheese. It could be both.
Right.
It could be from Savory Tzira.
Next halacha. V'yasul ha'loisan, you now from the same table. Om Rav Yosef Shmamina B'Shmamina B'Shar Oiv B'Cholav D'Raisa. Oh, now we're going to the
sugya,
the mission that says that you're not put on the same table, and the mission comes to include us, so the mission that you're not put on the table, what? B'Shar Oiv, everything. The only thing you can put on the table together is Chagovim and Dogim.
Yeah.
But you can put on, but you're not allowed to put on the table Besar Oif. Besar Oif.
So the Mishnah is mashma, even chicken and cheese.
Even on the table. Why? But that's a gezera le gezera. Because even if you were to cook bird meat, poultry, in milk, is that a daraisa?
According to some, yeah.
Well, according to Rabbi Kiva, we're saying that according to Rabbi Kiva.
Oh, no, it's not.
And according to Rabbi Kiva, we just conclude according to Rashi that it's not. So now, if I would actually cook meat, I mean fish with milk, it would only be awesome with the Rabbanon. So now, not putting them on the same table is going to be a gezerah, le gezerah. It's only a gezerah.
Oh, according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Rabbanon, you can't cook oif and milk because of a gezerah, because you might cook.
No, right, because the gezerah, you might the fact that Mishnah is not doing the Mishnah because the Tana of the Mishnah holds that it's also Midraisa, not like the ints of Rav Ashi. Because if you go on like Rav Ashi, then it'll be a gzera le gzera. Wherever you say that, we don't say gzera le gzera. Cooking them together is a gzera. Vanan nigzar halo otu achila. Now we're going to go you can't do that. So what's so terrible?
So it's the Rabbanan.
And therefore, Nechelis and Mazar.
Even that's only in the game, the rice only in Eretz Yisrael.
Only in the rice, it's only off.
Even in Eretz Yisrael,
it's Midur Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Because there's only?
Because there's no base HaMikdash. There's no base HaMikdash. And you don't have the majority of Klal Yisrael. It says in the Pasik. Yeah. It says by Chala. Kisavo Hela Oretz. It says Pasik.
Parsha Shalach, I think.
It's a famous Pasik. The Gemara says that Chala, you need Bechol, you need the Klal Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is in Golus, then there's no din of Chala with the rice. I've got the pasuk. It eludes me at this moment.
But if the Mishnah is here, then still Chutzlars is still the Rabban.
No, then right. Chutzli Yaret is always Midr Rabban. Shail is even Eretz Yisrael is man as says Midr Rabban. Anyway, Necheles and Mazor can be eaten Chalas Chutzli Aretz, Necheles and Mazor Allah Shalach.
Say it again, Necheles and Mazor.
Chal and Chutzli Aretz, that the Reis of the Rabbanon, in Chutzli Aretz. Even as man as says, the Reis of the Rabbanon.
Rabban.
Let's say, today we don't do this, but let's say you have a Koy Meyuchas. Can you give him the Chala? Of course. Today, you say
one of the chavdah matnas kohanim.
Vada, so you should really give the challah to a kohen. Why do we do this today?
Yeah, we burn it. Yeah,
because everyone is tummy mace. Uh-huh. And the mail, you touch it, it's tummy mace. The challah is all tummy from day one.
The big signs in Borough Park are
I just saw it this week.
We're all tamei meis. So even if you'll find the kohen miyuchas, you can't give it to him because he can't eat it.
We know for a fact everybody's tamei meis.
Of course.
Why?
Because we're a paraduma. There's no paraduma.
How could it be so sure that everybody came in contact with
the meis? Well, we make, first of all, in the Chazal, we're going there that Admas Chutz La'aretz is automatically tamei meis.
Yeah.
Just living in Chutz is because the goyim buried there did all over the place. We don't know. Maybe on the shul. Midrabanan. So just living in Chutzliyas, the Avi of Chutzliyas is Metami Midrabanan.
Yeah.
And if a person never went to a funeral and went to a cemetery.
So what about people that were born and raised in Eretz and never left Eretz Yisrael?
Never left Eretz Yisrael.
So and they're Kohanim.
Did someone touch them? When their mother. Chutzliyas, I don't know if the Avi is the earth. The earth is Metami. The earth of Chutzliyas is Metami. If your mother touched you in Eretz Yisrael, was she tamei meis?
No.
The person's mother ever come in contact with a dead person? The mother of the baby, a woman's giving birth. Did she ever come in contact with a dead person? Chayav she did, and therefore she's going to be at least a rishon, maybe an av. So when she touches her child, when the baby comes out, the baby's touching the mother. So the mother's probably an avatoma. It's very likely she's an avatoma, and the baby touches her, the baby becomes a rishon. He's tamei. So you can't feed the baby challah formula.
You know there's a problem for a kohen to work in hospitals, right? Because too much travel. Avada, right?
Doctor.
So
it's contagious.
So you're right. No. I'm talking about someone that's
the koytai kolabiyot.
Talking about a kohen that's born in the hospital.
Yeah.
Might be a dead person in the morgue.
The koytai kolabiyot. A hospital is not a place for a sick person. You ever heard it before? Vaita.
Nee.
So,
this is part of the Mishnah, yeah?
Yeah, so therefore we have neches mazar ala shulchan.
What do you mean nechalos? You could eat it in
with a zal shulchan. You have a zar. You have a kain. Let's say you're a kain. You're a kain. Yeah. I'm a zar. If I eat the chalos, the chiv of misa de shemayim. For zar,
not in chutz laaretz.
But let's right, that's exactly the point. But let's say we're living in Eretz Yisrael b'zman shabesim neshkayim. Yeah, yeah. You have real chal d'raisa.
Misa de shemayim.
If a zar eats chal, it's chiv misa de shemayim. So are you allowed to eat challah on the same table with me? We'll have lunch together in Eretz Yisrael in a restaurant right outside the Kabbalah because of my Rebbe. You'll have your challah kayin, and I'll have my chulin. And I'll be singing you. Are we allowed to do that? No. You know why? Because in the process of having a meal with you, you'll say, "There, take some of my delicious steak. Take some. Give it a shot."
We're afraid the Zar might eat from the kayin.
Yes. Literally. Now let's sit in the same table. Maybe when you go out for a second, I'll forget myself. I'll go and I'll take some of your challah and I'll eat it. So therefore, it's categorically forbidden for a zar and a kohen to eat challah d'raisa on the same table because of a concern that the zar may come eat from the challah of the kohen.
Yeah.
What about if the challah is only us in midrabban, unlike mechutz liaretz?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then it's mutter. Mutter. Why? Because it would be a gzeir. Because even if I were to eat the challah of a kohen, it would only be nisam midrabban because only midrabban. So now sitting together would be a gzeir. And that's why it says in the Braisa that it's permitted. So what do you see from this? Exact same case as Besar Oif, and here in the Halacha it's going to be Mutter.
Chalas,
Chusar, Necheles, and Azar, Al Shulchan Necha, Vinitennis, Vinitennis,
Lechol. According to the law, you eat Azar, Al Shulchan, Necheles.
And there's another Salah, you can give it to any coin that you want, and you don't even
have it. It's a separate Halacha, though.
Separate Halacha, Sanagi, I lost to give it to Inam Aretz. Why?
One second, the one that takes off Chal can give to any coin he wants.
Anything he wants, even though Inam Aretz, and maybe I shouldn't give it to you because this Inam Aretz is not going to be Nizar. In Shmir, then it should not become Tameh.
Uh-huh.
Because it becomes Tameh.
But still, yet you're allowed.
But there's no problem. So that you could, since it's only Midrash,
then we're not quite. I see.
So therefore, when you tell
Chacham Shigir, so there, here's a riot. So
therefore, you see that we don't make Gzera
Legzera.
Then when it comes to the case of putting on the same table, Besar Oif and milk, the Zel Mazach. It's exactly the same thing as.
But you see my Hilchos Shabbos. On the makom shvus b'makom mitzvah shvus is also exerted rabbanon, and there your chayshish only b'makom mitzvah is mutter shvus to shvus according to the Rambam.
There you're doing an avera. That's a very big difference. There you're. I hear what you're saying, but there you're. What are you accomplishing? You're accomplishing an avera. You tell a guy to do something for you, right? So shvus to shvus. I'm lakam. The issue that you're telling the guy to do is in the midrabanan.
Yeah.
And for you to tell the guy is in the midrabanan.
Yeah.
Shvus to shvus. But let me ask you a question. What is the result? The result is you did an avera. The result is chil Shabbos has occurred. Mm. Here, he didn't do an avera. There's no avera is being done. Chil Shabbos isn't done. Okay, you're right. He hasn't very kasha. Is that, you know, the best is, could I tell you this? It's very, very short. Is why is there. Is it a davar mutter ad ma'oi to sell your chametz to a guy? And why, when it comes to hetan mechira for shmita?
Okay. Sorry, yeah.
Let's go weiter.
Elim. What were you going to say? Yeah.
Hetan mechira and the for. Let's go weiter. Hetan mechira for shvius.
Right. Yeah.
When in Eretz Yisrael, you sell the land to the guy. You sell the land to the guy during shmita. So that no one wants to rely upon. When it comes to mechiras chametz, the ganze welt relies upon mechiras chametz.
Yeah.
But when it comes to mechira, it's World War III. What's the shot?
What's going to take away from the whole
thing? No, you're talking holy words now. No,
again, what's that? World War III?
Why is it that when it comes to hetan mechira, mechira for shmita,
yeah,
did you give a donation to Keren Shvius?
Nay.
Head to head. So there to rely upon head to mechira. No. It's going to ruin my shidduchim. Tell me, you don't want to sell the land to the goyim, but because you're afraid for and it's only with the rabbanon because bizman hazeh the whole shav shmita the whole shmita only with the rabbanon bizman hazeh.
Some say it's only a minik be'alma.
So therefore, and that all of a sudden, it's going to ruin your shidduchim. Let me ask you, did you sell your chametz to a guy?
Some people don't.
Okay, but traditionally everyone did.
They don't have any chametz.
They don't have any chametz to sell.
Drink all the schnapps before Pesach.
Yet, when it comes, but the chiv karis, that's much more serious. Are they having chametz in your possession, or that you sold to a guy? What's the difference? What's the difference?
Ni?
It's very simple. When you sell your chametz to a guy, what are you doing by selling it to a guy? You're avoiding an aveira.
Right.
This is a very basic yisod. If you don't know the yisod, then this is
Kedai. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're avoiding.
When you sell your chametz to a guy, what have you accomplished? I didn't do an aveira. When you sell the land to Eretz Yisrael, what have you accomplished? I sold the land to Eretz Yisrael. Now I can do an aveira. You understand? It's active versus being passive.
I
have my possession of chametz. Yeah. I sold it. So, Baruch Hashem, I got rid of the chametz. I didn't do an aveira. Here, I'm selling the land to a purpose, so now I can work the land.
Yeah.
I can work the land.
So is that a reason? That's reasonable.
That exactly. So that's why even though the average person is very happy to sell his chametz to a guy, but he's not so happy to be samech on hetem mechira, because you're going against the grain. Here, it's the same ice in the chira.
Also, to sell your land in Israel to a guy?
That's another shiloh. That's part of the equation. But let's put that aside. You're only selling it for a purpose. You can avoid that. The shiloh of selling land to a guy, you could avoid.
A master hachser.
And you're doing with tzarach mitzvah. So, but the problem is, so you have what to eat. You have mitzvah panasa. Yeah. But there, by selling the land to a guy, what does it allow you to do? To do the avera, to work the land. What you couldn't do until now, I couldn't work the land. Now that I sold it, now I can work the land. I can go into the land and work the land. By chametz, are you doing anything? Are you doing the chametz? Are you active? Mm. The goal is to be passive, not having your possession. I'm selling, now I can do something. You're not doing anything with it. Mm-hmm. And chametz of lo pesach, anyways, only some midrash bonus. That's the raisa. What happened? That's not getting away that point. Okay, weiter. So going back to the Maimon, it says.
Okay.
So therefore, nechlem zove al shulam nechlem nechlem. Amal abaya bishlam yashmi b'chayis. So what's the chiluk between b'saroiv and chalas chutzli aretz? What's the chiluk? And for the Gemara, amal abaya, I have an answer. Bishlam yashmi b'chalas chutzli aretz ba'aretz. The ego l'migzam mishum chalas aretz derayis of loygazrinan. Ego l'mishum mina. We can derive. In other words, let's go slow. When we say over here, you're eating chalas chutzalaretz. Question. Where are you eating the chalas chutzalaretz? In the chutzalaretz or in the aretz? Did you import this bread into Eretz Yisrael? Let's read it very slow. It's a little kind of like that. Oh my God, bye. Have an answer.
But either way, it's at the Rabbanan.
Correct. But there's a difference there. Let's see inside. Pull the calculator. If the price would be
told, he transfers, yeah.
Chalas chutzo.
Bo'aretz.
Oh. Now living in the land. I'm in the holy land. And then the ikal migzar. Then I would say it's not called the gezeiro migzar. You know why? The ikal migzar. Mishom. Really, you should make a gezeiro. Really, in this instance, it would be very logical. In this instance, if you were to import your challah from chutzal aretz into the aretz, then there would be a very good reason why we should say, you know what? Let's in this case make a gzera legzera. Why should we make a gzera legzera in this case? The ikal nigzar mishum challah so aretz deraisa, because look what's taking place in society. Your next door neighbor, they're having lunch on the other table of the pizza store. There's a czar and there's a koyin, and they have challah d'oraisa. Do we let them sit together? On the table over there, in the pizza store, there's a czar and a koyin. And what are they eating? Challahs d'oraisa. Challah d'oraisa.
I mean, there's manabai.
There's manabai. Let's discuss. Do we allow them to eat together?
No.
So now, and I'm on this table. I'm now in Jerusalem number one, Jerusalem one. I'm in Yerushalayim. And I'm eating challah that I brought with me from America.
Right.
And I'm on the table with Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
So what's gonna happen? Oh, you can eat it. You know why you can eat it? Why? Because if I eat it, I only did it the Rabbanon anyway, because only challah is chutz li'aretz. So now you wanna go tell me I have to separate? It's a gzera l'gzera.
Mm-hmm.
We would say, listen. Buddy, you're right. Technically speaking, it's a gzera l'gzera. But you know something? This type of gzera l'gzera we're going to make. You know why? Because 5 feet away from you is another couple who are eating challah, the oraisa, a zar and a kohen, and we don't let them do it. If we're going to let you do it, they're going to want to do it also.
Oh,
and if they're going to do it, it's going to be only one gezerah. For you, Tak, it's a double gezerah. For them, it's only one gezerah. So they're here, I could understand. I understand why this may be an exception to the rule that we make a gezerah to gezerah, because you got to look at the big picture. But, and now, if that would Tak be the halacha, and Chazal would say, you know what? We're not going to let you do it. The Chazal are going to say, you know what? We're going to let you do it. We're going to let you do it. Go right ahead. You eat the challah midrabanan right in front of their face.
But what's going to happen?
That would be a statement from a Chazal that, you know something, under no condition ever, with no and, if, or buts, do we make a gzera l'gzera. Again, we have to take a step back. The Gemara was saying, you don't make gzeras l'gzera. This is a yesod in life. Chazal never, ever, ever make gzera l'gzera.
Yeah, except when they do.
Except that. So the Gemara said, how do you know? How do you know this? Bring me a prayer. How do you know this? Oh, you know how you know this? Because chalas, chutz liyaretz, cannot be eaten, cannot be, we let you. Chalas chutz liyaretz.
Even the czar.
We let you. Oh, so what do you see from there? Chazal said, you don't make zero l'gzera. That's my whole proof. My whole proof comes from the case.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's not a really good proof. If the case was where you were in Eretz Yisrael, and you were eating your chalas chutz liyaretz there, and Chazal said, go right ahead, do it, eat it. Because when you eat it, it's only gzera l'gzera. Then, wow, I would accept your raya as a raya, l'cholat or l'kula, that you don't make gzera l'gzera, because here I would appreciate the reason why it should be aser. And Chazal said, no, it's not aser. Oh, wow, ataka, Chazal have spoken. They have spoken, you don't make gzera l'gzera. But guess what? That's not the case. The case is not where you are in Eretz Yisrael. The case going when you are in Chutz Liaretz. So just because Chazal said that it's mutter, it's not a raya to a blanket rule of Ein Goyishin Gezera L'Gzera. The Gemara is coming to attack the proof of Ein Goyishin Gezera L'Gzera. Sometimes we do make a Gezera L'Gzera and sometimes we don't. Don't use this as an example of Gzera L'Gzera.
We don't
have an example. The Gemara is saying we need a proof. You want to tell me a Yesoid, a blanket Yesoid, Ein Goyzrin Gzera L'Gzera. Prove it. I will tell you that by default, we do make a Gzera L'Gzera. If you can't eat on the same table meat and milk, that means you can't eat on the same table Besar Oif and milk. We make a gzera l'gzera. Oh, you get all wake shaken up, but we don't make a gzera l'gzera. Why not? Look at the case of the challah.
Nee.
That's not a raya. There, in that taka case, Chazal said you'll be making.
Why?
Because it's so far-fetched. If you're living in Chutz Liaretz, and you're eating, in that case, Chazal were not so concerned. But that case, every case is different. If that case would have been where you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you're eating your challahs chutz liyaretz, and even their chazal said it's going to be mutter, then I would accept this as an ironclad makar that ain't goes in gzera l'gzera. Because there would be the obvious need to make the gzera l'gzera, and chazal would have stepped in and said, we're not going to make the gzera l'gzera. But that's not the case. The case was time living in chutz liyaretz, and there, every case is different. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's basically what the Gemara is coming to answer. That every case is judged on an individual basis. Sometimes Chazal make gzera l'gzera, and sometimes they do not make gzera l'gzera.
So why here they're very, very machmir?
Because they felt that this case it's appropriate to make gzera l'gzera.
Why the challah not?
Because challah, that's how they felt. They assessed the situation. Every case, the Gemara's answer basically is, every case has to be judged independently if it's appropriate to gzera l'gzera. If you want to go tell me that there's a rule in the playbook of Chazal that you can never make gzera l'gzera, then you have to up the ante. This case is not valid. You got to go. You have to show me a case where there would be an obvious need to make gzera l'gzera, and Chazal will hold back. We're not going to make. Then I will bow down. You're right. No such thing as ever making gzera l'gzera. That's not the case. And being that's not the case, the bottom line is sometimes yes, sometimes not. When it comes to Besar Oif,
yes.
Yes. When it comes to Chalas Chutz Yaretz, no. Don't bring this to me as a raya. Let's see inside. So Bishloima, Iashmi Achal Chutz Yaretz Baaretz. Oh, there. We have two tables. Taka, I would be very eager to make a gzera l'gzera. Dikul l'migzera m'shul b'chalas aretz deraisa. And yet if Chazal were to tell you, you know what? V'loi gazrinon, we're not going to make gzera. You know something then? Oh, taka, you see that it's taka shtark. Ikul l'mashul, we know you can be mashul, you don't make gzera l'gzera. Ela chutzo l'aretz. You want to go tell me, you want to make me a raya from a guy sitting in Wisconsin? He's eating chalas chutz l'aretz. Ela chutz l'aretz. Nishum to lemek of a mixeru. There's nothing to be chazal. Basically, we're not going to make exeris. It's too far fetched. Avol hocha, but when it comes to besar oif and the cholov, isharis le lasuki oif ben gavina, osi lasuki besar gavina, mechal bosa bechov deraisa, and we make exeris le exeris because of the slip. So one thing leads to another. Mas the floor of sheish sof sof tzaynin besaynin hu. The bottom line is, it's a triple exeris,
right?
Because the isser deraisa is to cook. To cook it together.
Right.
Not to cook it together. And here it's let me eat together. It's something saying who? Amrabaya Gzerisham Yala bi ilfas raseah. You may come to eat on one tray, a burning hot tray, one pot. Side klesh kli shani who, because they're gonna take out. They're not gonna serve it. Gzerisham Yala Ilfas Rishon, like they do in fancy restaurants. In the first event to us, they bring out the food.
Plate they cooked in it.
Cooked in it. And then you'll have your boss, you come and that'll be the right song.
You say that the Kolayim Adav Hashem Arev Mev Gula Eilam?
Where?
Right here, right in the Yomet. Kolayim Adav Hashem Arev Mev Gula Eilam.
Oh.
What do you say? Already, huh?
Unbelievable.
Already. Shkoyach. Fine. A week before Purim, what are the chances? Huh? I'm a bit cooling.
That timer Esther Lachem Hashem Mordechai.
A bit cooling.
What are the chances?